for calling Dr. Strobel office. This is Victor. How can I help you?
Hey, Victor. It's Deanna. How are you?
I'm fine, Deanna. How about you?
I am good. I need you to give me a list of all the patients that have bills over 200.
Over 200. Okay.
Okay. Because Dr. Strobel wants all patients paid up within the next 30 days. Because, you know, we have patients that have been paid since 2022 and 2023, and he wants everybody up to date within 30 to 60 days in the next month.
Okay, sure.
So we have a lot of work to do.
Yes, sure.
We're gonna break these payments down into large numbers, medium numbers, and small numbers. And you know, I'll just break it out to the team and have them do different things. But give me the large ones first.
Okay, the balance with higher amount, right?
Yeah, anybody like 200 or more.
Yeah, sure, I got
it. Give me all those patients. And you got my email, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For that AR report, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he said he just wants a regular, real AR report to know, like, what kind of money he's got. He wants to know where his money is, where it's going, how much, you know. He's like, I want to know how much money I have. I was like, okay. I was like, I will tell him. He's
okay.
Like, they're the billing department. They should understand what I'm asking for. I was like, okay, I'll tell them. So, that's what he wants. So.
Yeah.
So that's what he wants.
Yeah, sure. I will provide you that report and both report
okay.
You requested. And Deanna, for
perfect.
That
uh-huh.
One patient, Talbot Ronald.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, actually this claim is paid, but
They
have overpaid and they have took back some amount, and they have sent us letter also that they require additional record. So we already have submitted them. So we are waiting for them to process. I think you email me and I revert you for the same. So as of now, I am taking the all detail required detail on call and update you.
Okay, because it says that he owes like over $1,000, and that's kind of crazy.
No. Actually, they have, if you check the detail, they paid in May 31st, and again they took back.
Right, but if you go into his account, if you were to send him out a bill right now, he owes $1,330.
No, he has not received. We already discard his bill from the statement.
Okay.
I already checked this detail, and we are almost checking the higher balance when we are running the statement if they are not getting the incorrect statement. Because I know if patients see the higher balance, they will directly call and start shouting. So we already,
yeah, because this is when I saw this, I was like, "That's crazy." that's why I was like, "That's way too high. That's got to be fixed."
Yeah, that will be fixed. Only one and two code. If they will requiring, then we need to provide additional records. So they will
okay,
process
well,
the claim.
All right, perfect. Let's get on that. Perfect. All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
So that's already in process.
Yeah. You email me in December at that time.
Okay.
You receive a letter from United mm-hmm. Healthcare. They require additional record.
Okay.
So we have submitted, and they say that these records are still incomplete.
Okay. I have another one that's crazy high. Do you mind looking into that account number?
Yes.
108175.
Alberta.
Yeah. It says she owes $1,825.
In this case, there is a coordination of benefit issue with insurance.
Okay.
So if you see the notes,
that person that's on hold is just switching from Tuesday to Thursday, hopefully. I'm sorry. So she needs to switch her coordination of benefits?
Yes, yes. We already received a denial from Medicare.
Can you call her and explain to her what she needs to do?
Yes, sure. I will call her.
Yeah, and then just tell her, you know, all she has to do is call, like, the 800 number and, you know, and what she needs to do. And then you will reprocess the claim.
Yeah, I called today.
Tell her so that she knows that, you know, you're not calling from some crazy company. Tell her that you already talked to Deanna because she knows me. And because Dr. Strobel gave me, like, this stack that he wants all this stuff done within like the next 30 days. So he put like a time clock on what we need to get done. So I already sent out 2 collection letters this morning. I'm sending out more. I'll probably be giving you guys names as well. But I'm sending out collection letters and everything today. So, and I will be giving you names of people who I don't even want statements to go out to because I'm sending out amount collection letters. So I'll give you that at the end of the day. I'll just give you a list.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, yeah, if you can just give her a call and explain to her what needs to be done, that would be great.
Okay. And then I have one request for that report. Let me check if we are getting only the patient name. So I need to enter the manually. If I'm getting all the data in the report, then it's okay. If not, then we need to enter manually data for AR insurance, which you are requesting. So once I will check and update you. So could you ask if we need to fill manually data? Can we get more time? Because
what do you mean fill out manually? He doesn't want patient names in there. He just wants a regular AR report on how much he owes to
date. Okay, 30. Okay, I got it.
30, 60, 90.
Okay, got it.
120.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
And for that balance, about 200. So I will check that report in the practice studio and update you.
All right, perfect. All right, thanks.
Okay, welcome, dear.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.